Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 73, 73.
Three.
I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're here at Archive by at Revolver underscore Coffee on Twitter and at Revolver Coffee on Instagram. What are we going to talk about today, Dale?
We're going to talk about Medium.
What website is Medium? Is that like extra large?
It can be, unless you're at Starbucks. And then it's like, what?
There is no such thing as Medium at Starbucks, is there? I mean, I don't know. We're talking about this kind of internet publishing platform.
Yeah. I haven't actually kind of understood Medium to begin with. And now apparently they're changing
Medium.com.
Medium.com. And now they're changing their business model, and they caught everyone by surprise.
So in the beginning, there was Tim Berners-Lee. He and his confederates invented the internet. And they invented HTML, CSS, and other things, including JavaScript. And people published on web pages, hand-edited web pages. And then people used GeoCities and other systems, front page. And then somebody thought, well, we have a web browser. Can we not create our websites in a web browser? So they did blogging through their web browser.
Which was the shortening of weblog.
Right, as in daily log, as in daily journal.
If it had been web journaling, would it have been a web?
So this is like 99 to 2006. And then Facebook and Twitter were invented around 2007-ish. And people stopped blogging.
Because it was a lot easier to do little short
140
things.
Characters and Facebook, where you can confine your post to your friend and not the scary public web. Just your friends. Has dominated. So Medium, this is a roundabout way of explaining that Medium came about, I think, from the one of the original creators of the blogging movement, Evan Williams. Medium was designed to have a beautiful publishing environment with beautiful commenting on every paragraph and beautiful ability to tweet or Facebook any line easily and beautiful themes. And only high-quality content.
And one of the big issues it was meant to
So people stopped blogging, used Medium.
One of the big issues with blogging was you never knew when someone published their blog. And we had this thing called RSS, which worked really well.
How is Medium different?
But it was too geeky to get broad appeal. Like, people didn't really get what RSS was. Like, especially at the time, people were having a hard time understanding what the internet was. Like, who owned the internet? So one of the other things that Medium did was to give a consolidated environment where everybody could come.
A centralized silo.
So that you had kind of more of a Facebook experience of having one dashboard to.
Come on. It's not a consolidated environment. It's a centralized silo. But
centralized
it worked well.
Centralized silo, yeah.
If you're in their velvet trunk, Medium's velvet trunk, like Apple's, it worked well.
And they did well in that they got some very good writers there so that people were attracted to coming to it, and then they were going to set up a business where companies could come and use their environment to publish on Medium.
So things are going well. They set up these publications, which are like magazines on Medium. And then what happened?
They decided that the whole...
No, wait, hold on. Oh. And then the masses came. And you know, Sturgeon's Law, 90% of everything on the internet and outside of the internet is crap. They brought their spam. They brought their non-facts, i.e. lies. They brought their racism, unfortunately, as well, has reared its ugly head on Medium. And as a result, last week?
Either last week or the week before, yeah.
Evan Williams and his team. Why is it always a white man? Anyways, pulled the plug and said, look, this sucks. We set out to reinvent web publishing and blogging. We didn't set out to be another cog in the JavaScript military industrial advertising complex. So they are trying. I don't know if this is going to work. They laid off 50 people.
Yeah, some
people
like a
who
third
write,
or something?
People who edit, and people who create software for the platform. Right? All those things. And they're quote-unquote going back to the drawing board. If you were Evan Williams, what would you do, Dale, at this juncture? You have several million in the bank.
I have no, given that I barely understood Medium to begin with.
Beautiful blogging for the 21st century in a centralized silo. It's Blogspot, which was Google's blogger that Evan Williams started Blogger, bought by Google. It's Blogspot for the 21st century.
You lost me at centralized, but there you go.
Blogspot wasn't necessarily centralized. It's true.
I think so far my commentary on what's happened is I commend him for the opinion for the approach that he's taken. I think the way that he's done it, particularly catching his partners by surprise.
Oh, he did that.
Really sucks. Oh yeah, no, there was I read two articles where partners were saying, like, Jesus, we read about this in the press.
Which partner?
I don't know.
Biz Stone or something like that?
I can't remember.
Wow. I think
that part sucks. I think he's right, though. I mean, the thing is that I think he's correct that the whole advertising model.
Oh, that part is correct. 100% agree.
Yeah.
My advertising sucks.
So, on
the internet.
Where does that
leave you? I'm not going to comment in the so-called real world.
Where does that leave you for funding? I mean, you're looking at a Patreon-style model, really. Unless they have some brilliant alternative.
There have been no details published, right? So we don't even know if it's Patreon.
Not so far.
So for the...
Well, no, not Patreon, but Patreon-like.
The people
like
not in the bubble. Patreon is this micro-content thing where you can subscribe to somebody's content for $1, $10, various levels established by the person publishing the stuff. So it could be you and me. It's open to the public. And for a very few creators like Chris Perillo, longer known Chris Perillo in Seattle there, for a very few people like that, it's worked out. Most people, Patreons, they get like $10 a month.
I think it's actually...
Which is better than zero.
I think it's worked out for more people than not, actually. I know
there's
a lot
1,000
of
Chris Perillos on Patreon. 10,000.
It works for Canada Land. It works for a lot of organizations like Canada Land.
Are they not the 10,000 exceptions that prove the rule? But maybe that's better than zero exceptions.
I'm fine with that.
I agree with you. It's better than zero, which is what we had before.
I mean, give people a range of options. They can find the one that works for them. And Patreon is definitely working for a lot of creatives.
Jawohl, mein Herr. Sorry, wrong language. Yes. And I think that there is a way forward. I think I'm kind of harnessing or re-channeling Dave Weiner, but wouldn't it be cool if I could publish a beautiful Medium-like website to my own domain using software provided by Medium, then I could choose to let them republish it for a fee if they like it or something like that. Like, I really think a decentralized thing where they have curators and editors who pick and choose and reimburse creators who are on their own domain. So Dropbox... Amazon S3. Who else? What is Microsoft's thing? Microsoft OneDrive plus static web server plus Medium and JavaScript in your browser plus a selective inclusion for pay.
Don't get hung up on technology.
No, I'm not getting hung up on technology. But
we want a federated. I mean, what we really need is some sort of a federated system where you have control over your content.
Yes.
But you also have an easy way to let other people use it, either for free or for a fee.
Yes. And we don't have such a system.
We don't have a thing where...
We don't have a system like that, do we?
Everybody wants to be the central silo in control. They're not interested in creating any kinds of standards to allow the federation, to allow multiple people
to participate. Well, that's why I propose you do it in your browser to one of Microsoft, Google's, or Amazon's silos. Of your choice, you can move at any time, and then they can pay you, or someone can pay you if they want to republish or feature your content.
I think that's a good start.
Yes, I'm not high with the technology. It doesn't have to be in JavaScript. I hate JavaScript. Sorry, Brendan. But, it can be any technology that works on a mass-deployed software platform like a browser.
Well, it needs to be an API so it can work on any technology stack.
Right. REST API, no problem.
Yeah.
Signing off from Rob Oliver. What do you think about Medium and their reboot of decentralized publishing where creators are rewarded for their awesome efforts? Joseph. Richard.
Richard.
and Anthony. Bye. Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.